Welcome back, WNST, Toss of Baltimore and Baltimore Positive. I am not here to talk about the Orioles' 13 losses in a row. I sometimes talk sports with this guy, crab cakes with this guy when I get back to Terra Firma, although I was in Baltimore for the Train concert the other night. And I will be seeing Shohei Ohtani play baseball on Tuesday night with Tom Perez as we have a Fadley's crab cake. This guy talks money here as well as at BaltimorePositive.com. Joins us. We usually talk some finance. We throw a little money and some niceties in and, how to handle all that. But a lot of times we do talk about crab cakes and sports and football. What's going on, Leonard Raskin? How is life? How's your summer, man? You vacationing? What are you doing?
Summer's great. A little vacation, mostly just hanging down at the beach, doing a little shore thing. In honor of the tour, I've had a couple crab cakes recently.
Have you had any gold watermelon or no?
I'm not a watermelon fan.
What?
Not a watermelon fan.
Oh, it's
like one. Well, maybe, but it's the one fruit. One of only a couple. I'm a big fruit guy. I love fruit, but that's one. And I don't enjoy a honeydew very much, but short of that, I'm across the board good. So like I say, I ate a couple crab cakes in your honor.
Is it too sweet for
you?
Tour
recently.
I mean,
it's water. It's just water. Just doesn't do anything for me.
Wow, man. I bring this over right now. Stop at Wise Markets, get one of these fresh gold watermelons from over on the shore. I'm this here eating. But listen, this has been a crazy month all the way around, just being out on the road. From being at Meriwether and not needing a vaccine card, James Taylor, to going back later this month and needing one for Alanis Morissette. Going from PG County, and I know I talked to you about this last week at the Bruno Mars concert, with a mask on in a inside facility, to now realizing that Las Vegas might not let Lamar Jackson into the building literally to play a football
spooky,
game because he's not vaccinated. They're going to make the popcorn vendors be vaccinated. They're going to make everybody else. They're not going to let the quarterback be. I don't know where it's going, but I know Alabama's got full hospitals. Serious issues in Florida, places around the country. We're back to like sort of a weird place where this is dramatically affecting the economy, right? Like, I mean, I see the prices of everything, not just crab and beef. I was talking to my friend down at Jerry's Seafood the other day with Michael Steele. I had Michael Steele out for a couple of hours down in Bowie, and we're just talking about the price of everything.
Yeah, the price of stuff is going up. Inflation is too many dollars chasing too few goods, and the government is printing as fast as they can, and the president and Congress want to pump out as much money as they can get through this Congress before things change. They absolutely want big money rolled out. And so big money rollout means inflation. And then you've got labor issues because there aren't enough workers anywhere right now, basically. People would rather stay home, collect the unemployment than drive a truck or then do heavy manual labor.
Do you think $15 an hour changes that? Because that feels like a significant move from, it always felt like $3.35 when you and I were kids, right?
Yeah, boy, I babysat for a quarter an hour, right? Or 50 cents an hour. $3.35 was big wages. I remember my first real job, quote unquote, where I got a paycheck that was taxes withheld and all the goodies, happens to be, you'll appreciate this, I don't think we've ever talked about this, my first real job was with Royal Farm Store.
Really?
I was in Randallstown, stocked the shelves, mopped the floors, put the inventory up, priced the stuff, because back then I had to put a price sticker on everything on the shelf.
What years was that,
ice.
Len?
I was 14, so that would have been 1977.
So did they have the baseball helmets that summer?
Yeah, I can tell you this. They weren't.
I had all
chicken.
The baseball helmets. I have a picture of that.
They weren't making any chicken. There was no chicken back then.
There was no chicken.
No. And no gas stations. It was Royal Farm Store, and it was competing with 7-Eleven on the local base. And that's where I had that first job. And $3.35 an hour felt like the richest kid in the world.
Back then, it was like milk, eggs, and smokes.
That was it. That was it. And they did do fresh coffee and donuts. The donut guy would cut. This was the coolest thing as a 13, 14-year-old kid. Pour poor kid growing up.
You got a freebie.
At that time, welfare and food stamps and you know, free lunch at school because we were poor. The donut guy would come and take the yesterday's donuts out and put today's donuts in. And if there were any leftover yesterday donuts, we got to take them home. So, you know, day old, they still were tremendous day old.
5 seconds in the microwave, they come back to life, Len. You know that.
It was beautiful. It was beautiful. We got free donuts all the time. So that was good eating back then. But yeah, inflation, you know, minimum wage now 10 an hour. The boy, we took the boy back to the Ohio State on the weekend. And on Monday, he started
on a plane or in a car.
Oh, no, we drove out and back.
Okay, so tell me about that a little bit, because, like, I'm driving that way. You go through West Virginia. How do you go to Ohio?
Yeah. Well, all I do, so this is the joke in the house. I put in the Google Maps where we're going. I listen to what the Google babe tells me. That's what I do. So we've gone out 70 west, straight on till morning, it seems, and then up some other roads there to get there.
Have you gone through like also, Cumberland in that area?
Yeah.
68?
Yeah. And
okay.
Then we've also taken 83. This time it took us 83 north to the Pennsylvania Turnpike, north and west, and then we picked up 70 way out there, almost in West Virginia.
Okay.
So it's all kind of different ways, and I just listen to the gal, and she tells me where to go, and I go. But point is, boy got out there this weekend. Passed a weekend week before school started because he's got a job and $10 an hour. He was happy. He's getting minimum wage, $10 an hour. We said to him, so now you have some money. And he goes, yeah. So he thinks he's still going to spend my money. You know, he's got his money, but he's still going to spend my money. And everything costs more. Coffee costs more. Sugar costs more. Meat costs more. Gas certainly costs more. My goodness. Filling up a Sequoia to get to Ohio State and back. That's a serious tank. It's 60 bucks, 70 bucks to fill it up. And then a couple times on the way out and back. Gas is 320, 330, 340 a gallon, depending upon where you stop off the highway. I remember just a little, you know, a year ago, give or take, it was $2. So gas up 50, 60, 70% in a year, you know. Inflation is an insidious tax, and it hits the lower income and low wealth individuals more than anybody else because they take it directly in a hit against groceries or against, you know, other things they may want to do with their money. So it's pretty insidious.
Leonard Raskin is here. He has warned us about inflation for months here during the COVID era. He's, of course, at Raskin Global. They take care of your money and talk about the American dream. I know you did a little thing the other day on vacations, and it looks like I'm out on a permanent vacation here. I've managed to save a lot of money this month by just crashing with friends and whatnot. A couple dear friends of mine that didn't even know they had a boat offered my wife and I to stay on their boat, and they were just happened to be in St. Michael's where we were going to be. Then we sort of crashed and showered and had some fun and had a couple of beers and listened to some Springsteen and had a bad crab cake, had some good crab cakes as well. But, you know, this is – and everybody's busy, Leonard. You know this, right? Like Ocean City, packed. I'm going back this weekend. It'll be packed. The roads packed, right? Like going down and seeing piers where boats. Leonard, I never knew that many people had boats in this state. I've seen more boats of more kind. And I don't mean like at the Marlin where people are coming in. I mean just like driving over a bridge in Riva, Maryland, or Deal, Maryland, or being down in Solomon's Island, or being over in St. Michael's, or places where boats are. You know, there's a lot of people with disposable income. I never really smelled the money on the Eastern Shore quite the way I have now, where you drive around a little bit, as well as the Confederate flags flying over certain places as well. That's truth. I turned a corner in Secretary, yeah, Maryland. Yeah. There was a 50-foot Confederate flag flying over a lake. And I'm like, really? So there's a lot of things to see here, politically and otherwise, but there's some affluence here that maybe I wasn't aware of, but I know from an estate standpoint, a tax standpoint, everybody tries to get the hell out of Maryland. There's a lot going on with sort of money and this virus, right? Literally.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It's look, people are wanting to go on vacation, as we've talked about. They want to get out and get out. They've been in home for a year and a half, 2 years. They want to get out.
I feel that way. I totally feel that way. And I feel like we might be getting shut down again in 90 days, which is why I'm trying to take every concert in. Because I feel like once indoor happens in December, there might not be Pearl Jam's might not be coming back out, you know?
Yeah, we're going to have two more weeks to stop the spread. I don't know. It's crazy. It's crazy. And you know, I think we've talked about this before. My biggest concern, and my concern is not the virus at this point necessarily. My concern is information. I just don't know, as a quote unquote regular consumer, if you will, where the information is the truth. You know, I hear so many different stories about this Delta variant. It's spreading faster. Yes, got it. It's not as deadly as the other one. Okay, got it. But people are dying. Got it. Kids are getting sick, but there's no flu. Nobody gets the flu. In the last 2 years, I haven't talked to a single person or read anywhere where anybody gets the flu anymore. And then I hear this isn't really that big a deal. What people that are vaxxed are getting is sort of like a flu. You know, it's not really terrible. They got some symptoms and goes away. And then you got other people get sick. And I think what happens right now is the reporting is on somebody getting really sick. I think all the sensationalism of getting really sick is really sick. And who knows what the government's going to demand or try to create out of this. I just don't know. What I know is I think people would be frustrated with being shut down again. And I think people are going to act out if that's the case. I don't think people are willing to go through that again. And I know for a fact, I don't know for a fact, I would hope, this is kind of my hope for a fact, that if it comes to this, that small business doesn't listen. Small business says, the heck with you. You know, we went through this before. Home Depot made a fortune. The big box stores, Walmart made a fortune. Safeway made a fortune. And you told me, small business, I had to close. And
then the government gave PPPs and rescued some restaurants. And then some other people really got royally screwed.
Absolutely. There's money thrown out there. And some people got it. And a lot of people didn't. And I'll tell you, a lot of people didn't because they didn't have good bankers. They didn't have good advisors. They didn't have help. You know, we're talking a few minutes ago just about vacation. And I will tell you, people spend more time planning their vacation and deciding where they're going to go for a long weekend or a long week than ever call my office and plan the rest of their financial life. I can assure you, more people spend time trying to figure out where they're going to go or where they're going to take the kids or where they're going to take a long weekend than ever step foot in my office and say, we need to plan our financial future. And so for those small business owners, I can tell you without question, of the people we advise, over 90% of our small business clients got PPP loans, without a doubt. And I heard from business owners all over the place that didn't. And I know for a fact that we walked people through the applications. We walked people through the process. We connected people with bankers. Our clients that own businesses have banking relationships that they were able to reach out to and get help from. And, you know, some of these people, when they want to take a trip, they just take a trip. But what they don't have a travel agent per se, but what they know is they can reach out and go just about anywhere. There's lots of internet sites where you can do that. But even the internet sites for money, people aren't reaching out there either. Very few people, and less than 5% of people, less than 5% of Americans have a financial advisor. And so what that tells
me is— okay.
Stunning.
Percentage of people with money in the market or just Americans? Americans, no, right? Yeah.
Yeah, percentage of Americans with an advisor, you know, under 5%. The fact is, that means that the people that are getting all the help are the affluent. You know, they're reaching out, but not all of them have an advisor either. The point is, if you want to have the opportunity to create wealth and protect your wealth and do the things that you hadn't thought about or didn't know about doing, you need to engage someone. And I can tell you for a fact, one of the things we do, and this is a real simple something, you know, we talk to people about going to their company and asking for a raise. We talk to people about what they are passionate about. You know, we talk about these great conversations you're having and things you're doing. You're passionate about your world and you're doing it. There are people out there, I can tell you, it's horrible, counting the days till they don't have to work anymore. And they don't like their job. They don't like their boss. They're miserable. And you ask them, what would
you do? There's plenty of jobs available right now.
right. But I mean, you say, what would you do if you could? And I talked to a guy, this is 20 years ago. He said, man, I think I'd own a bicycle shop. I said, well, what are you waiting for? Oh, I can't afford that. I said, how long is it going to take you to get up and running? I don't know. I said, well, let's do a plan. Do something you love and makes money doing a bicycle shop. You know, if people would sit back and say, this is what I'm all about. This is what I want. This is what I'm for. Man, the opportunity is huge. And you can make money at anything you're passionate about, just about anything in this world. You know, somebody sold a pet rock, for God's sakes. So get a plan, figure out what you want, and recognize that the opportunity out there is great. And you can travel, you can see the world, you can see Maryland, which you haven't seen yet, and you can have a financial future, but you got to engage. You got to take a minute to figure out what that future looks like. And I will tell you, doing it on your own, very difficult. Too many obstacles.
Leonard Raskin is here. He is Raskin Global, all the time a financial advisor, but certainly all the time a Ravens fan. But sometimes we talk some Ravens. Hey, where are you with the Ravens? I mean, we haven't seen them, right? So that's part of the issue for me. And you got this truncated preseason now where there's three games. And Luke and I have talked about, we didn't like four games. We didn't like the fourth game being sort of fake and the first game being sort of fake and the third game kind of being half real. I don't know what any of this is. And there's two of them left. We haven't seen the real team out. I'm pretty confident just because they're the Ravens and they do this well and John does this well and every year they do this well. But until I see the symphony out there, you know, it's hard for me to hear the music.
Hey, six turnovers against the Saints doesn't suck. Having said that, no points off of six turnovers sucks. So got to do something about that. I'm not a preseason guy. You know, I watch here and there. I see what's going on. But, you know, it's the preseason. So what? All I know about the preseason is the coaches need it. And they need it to get the team ready and to pick who's going to play and what they're going to do and all that. So, great. Three games. I'm glad they're not here. I'm glad they're on the road. Saints game was during the Ohio State trip. Got rid of the tickets. And stunningly, somebody bought them.
Yeah, you told me that. Yeah, you said that somebody will buy things, right?
Literally. I can't believe somebody bought Saints preseason tickets, but they did. And so great. And so I was in Ohio State, watched a little bit of the game at the Champs Bar during dinner. You know, we took in the game, some of it there. And then the season starts. And like you said before, I think it's interesting. It'll be quite the, I guess we could just call it season ticket holder uproar. I would imagine if I can't go to the game in Vegas as a season ticket holder, not jabbed, and Lamar Jackson can play not jabbed. It's going to be very interesting.
Well, I think the league's got a lot of challenges. Every business has a challenge, but theirs is even more succinct when they have rooms full of quarterbacks and guys that don't believe and guys that do believe and coaches that don't believe and coaches that do believe. And I know this, you can't work in the building if you're unvaccinated, if you're not a player. But if you're a player, you have a separate union, a separate set of rules to what happens. So, you know, the virus does what it wants, right? Like that's what Dr. Fauci said.
Davis, what's his name? Not Al. Al's son.
Mark Davis,
you know, I heard him a brief blip on SportsCenter talking about, you know, they've made the decision. You're not vaxxed. You ain't coming in. You can't work there. You can't come in. You can't be. I don't know how many Ravens he's going to be able to keep out. I don't know what the league, like you said, they got a union. I'm sure that's not possible to do, but who the heck knows what's going to happen with players and vaccinations and boy, if I think the first team that has to forfeit a game and the other team loses their game check, there's going to be hell to pay. So we'll see. It's going to be an interesting exercise in what is football 2021. And everybody seems to think Tom Brady, what's he got? 6, 7, 10. How many rings does he have? My goodness.
More than he has fingers on one hand.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, that's for sure. So everybody thinks Tampa and Kansas City are going to fight it out again. We'll see.
Yeah,
I think opening night will be an interesting tell.
And that's where it is for the Ravens. Like, I looked, I'm like, Okay, so the first home game's the 19th. They don't play at home again until like October 11th, right? So like they're on the road a lot, and they're not constructed fully right now. So, you know, that's of concern to me. It's not a code red to me, but I would like to see five walking, legitimate, healthy linemen, and I'd like to see the quarterback maneuver with the new offense. And, you know, now the Humphrey thing's there, so you're not going to see him play anymore. So it's troublesome. They've had, if they were a stock right now, it'd be a little wobbly right now for how their August is going. Yeah,
they might be a hold. They probably wouldn't be a raging buy right now. They might just be a hold.
Okay.
I wouldn't put them on the sell list. I wouldn't put them on the sell list yet.
Fair enough. By the way, you know, I've talked to some gambling people, you know, in the technology space about all the apps. That's the ultimate barometer, right? Like if they were 12-1, and I don't even know what any of these numbers, 20-1 to win the Super Bowl or whatever,
and they fall to
25 or 30 because there's uncertainty, that's when a guy like you would say, well, that's opportunity on a blue chip stock. You know, that's just the storm that knocked out their communications
value
this weekend.
That's the difference between a value and a growth company. A growth company, the Chiefs, the Buccaneers, everybody thinks they're going places. Everybody thinks they got promised. You put your money down. It's kind of like the favorite. But they could grow. They could be okay. But you don't win a lot if they win. And then you got the value company, which might be the Ravens with some injuries and not really sure of everything. And so what I got is a less than great company, or a great company not looking so great. So maybe I invest my money there. And then if they win, man, the upside is huge. So that's value companies. That's companies that are beat down, and you get the opportunity to make more money over the long term with those than you do with the growth companies. So, yeah, we got a little bit of downside push, which gives us a little more upside opportunity, and maybe that's where they're going. And, boy, it'd be fun to see. You know, it'd be fun.
Sure, is your opportunity upside for enthusiasm? I mean, enthusiasm's still very much there. I think optimism is still very much there. But I also think concern. The word I would have right now would be just be concern. You know, I want to see the new thing. And I'm with you. The defense looks great. The depth looks great. But then Humphrey gets gimpy, and then, you know, that always happens. Injuries are going to be a part of this as well.
Yeah, yeah,
I'm worried about Stanley. Deep. I'm worried about Zeitler. I'm worried about age. I'm worried about Villanueva moving left or right. There's all of that going on. And then behind that, you got a quarterback that's had COVID twice who's unvaccinated.
Yep. And I'm no doctor, you know, and what I know is some doctors would tell you if you had it, you shouldn't get vaxxed. And some doctors would say you should. And then you hear, well, if you got it, you shouldn't get vaxxed for 6 months, at least until 6 months after. And I guess he had it about 6 months ago, right? I mean, it was, I don't remember the exact time he had it, but it was late last year, and now he's got it again because he didn't do the vax. And I don't know, you know, a lot of people were against it, and large population African-Americans, you know, I think the numbers less than 30% are vaccinated. So you got a community with about 70% of the people not vaccinated, and it's an issue for the players. And they, I don't know how many of them are and aren't, and I don't know who's got his ear, but somebody, you know, has to jump in there if it's appropriate and say, do it. But if not, because, you know, he just got sick again, who knows? You know, maybe you get through the season without it. So time will tell for sure. And it's obviously on the team to make that call.
Leonard Raskin is always around to help you out with your money and give you some sound advice. Just a reach away, a phone call, an email. You can always find him at RaskinGlobal.com, as well as a whole bunch of information and insights and various observations. And Leonard's always sending over emails with different ways to look at the market, because it's always changing, right? I mean, I think it's like the temperature on the Ravens. It goes up, it goes down, and the feelings go up and down. You can't be doing that with your money, though.
Absolutely. And just like we're talking football, you can't predict the market. You can't predict the football season. You can't predict the future. Somehow Vegas does it fairly well. They make a lot of money on the book, I guess. So they got the numbers down, the spreads down. I don't know how all that works like you. I'm not into all that stuff. But what I do know is the future is the hardest thing to predict. And so if you're thinking about investing, you know, you should do it on a professional, academic, rigorous basis. You should have somebody in your corner helping you out. You need a coach. You need somebody to sit there in the trenches with you and hold your hand through the tough times and encourage you to do the right thing. And then watch it happen, because the future comes. And before you know it, you go from being a 14-year-old kid working at the farm store to a 56-year-old guy not working at the farm store.
There you go. Oh, and no doubt about it. But you can still stop by the farm store. By the way, I had the best piece of fried chicken I've ever had at Royal Farms at the Queenstown Royal Farm. I stopped it. It smelled so delicious. I had to stop to go to the bathroom and get gas and get ice, quite frankly, for our cooler, because we were going down to Cambridge down into
the
swamp.
It's as good as it gets.
And I got out on 50. I said to my wife, I put my feet up. She's driving. I'm sitting there. My fingers are all – I don't have any pictures of it because my fingers were like all into it, you know. And I said to her, I'm like – this was a really good idea. I mean, it's Chicken Palooza, right? So you can get chicken anytime. I'm a little spoiled on it, but I did not know your first gig. You know, if I would have known that, I would have gotten you I have my Chicken Palooza shirt here. I would have worn this instead of the Raskin Global shirt.
It's all but, good. It's all
good.
Man,
they have the spaceship going here this year for you, Len.
That's
so,
right. That's right.
Appreciate you, my brother.
Without the chicken.
Safe travels over in the Eastern Shore. I'm going to be down near you this weekend. I'm down in Ocean City. I'm going to be up in Delaware for a Foreigner concert. Have you been to that concert facility up there?
I have not. I have
it's
not.
Selbyville. And, all right.
Yeah, Selbyville. It's a great place.
Yeah.
Great
well, Train played there last week. And this week, it's the great Foreigner band this
Foreigner.
Weekend. So I'm getting
It'll
out on
feel
the Eastern
like the
Shore.
First time.
See that? Like See, you do time. Know some Foreigner, right?
Oh, I saw them 100 years ago, man. Absolutely. I
Some
was there.
Called me the original dirty white boy, but you know,
hey,
I don't want to play any head games. Leonard Raskin here, Raskin Global, always our friend and always checking in. Football season right around the corner. Luke is out and Owings Mills, and of course, bringing you all of the information. You get it all first on the Coons Ford Tech service. And you know, there will be breaking news. There will be cuts this week. Things will be happening, and we'll be talking about it as well. Luke and I out at BaltimorePositive.com.